There's a weatherman on San Diego television, Tom, and I've now become a fan of his. There's a bunch of people that have taken clips of this guy, Dave Scott, because somebody saw a really clunky toss. It's called a toss in the business. So three anchors throw to the weatherman. Weatherman, normally on a live shot, doesn't ask a question back. Just you give it to the guy, and then the two anchors then complain about, you know, whatever they want to complain about when the mics are shut off as the weatherman does his thing.
Right.
So here's a classic example of a really poorly, really poor toss. They toss to the weatherman, and then he asks a question, but it's not a good question. They can't hear it. They're not listening, but he sticks with it. He has sort of an idea of how he's going to get into this segment, which is all about inflatables.
He's played it all out in his
head. He had it all worked
and
out.
And none of it goes the
way he
thought.
He worked out in the van on the way there, and then he's like, here we go.
You know, usually when you're talking about the world of inflation, you guys, you probably notice, is that a good thing or not a good thing, inflation?
So they're not listening.
Yeah, and the fact that he repeats the word inflation again, I think it says that's the first cue or clue that he realizes.
You guys are thinking about
inflation. I'm over here.
So now they throw it back. Now the anchor's like, huh? Now the camera goes to a two shot, and they're like, huh?
I'm sorry. The question again, Dave?
Is inflation in our world a good thing or not a good thing?
It depends upon what the topic is. What are we talking about? Generally,
Now, at this point, the anchor, who's good-looking but doesn't know his ass from his elbow, has no idea like what the statistics of inflation are. He can talk about German inflation. So he's going to struggle to come up with something. So what he's going to do is he's going to bat it back like, well, generally, are we talking about what type of inflation? So now watch this.
Inflation, if you have an inflatable boat, that's a good thing.
If you heard the word, right?
Okay, plus also you mix in, there's a mix-minus problem where you can't quite hear the guy. There's a slight delay.
But generally, when you hear the word inflation.
Not economically.
Something good come to mind?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Because he's hoping for no.
Yeah. Inflation's a bad thing.
Right.
And yet here we have inflatables that make inflation a good thing.
Thing. That's
what he was playing it out.
He had it all worked out, Tom.
And then let me tell you.
But he also kind of the poor anchor stepped on his plan because he says, well, it depends on what you mean by inflation. If you mean inflation, and basically rips apart the entire premise by saying, because, you know, inflatable boat, that's a good thing. No, you're stepping on my line. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, let me tell you that you're right about, if you say good, you're right, because this is the world of inflatables. Give yourselves a nice round of applause, everybody.
Okay, and they're all...
there are about 30 people standing around. They're going to be volunteers.
Dressed up in inflatable.
No, not all of them.
Didn't get much better as he tried to interview some of the attendees.
And Addy, what kind of fun do you think you're going to have today?
Oh, my God.
We had to write that down.
It's a Mike Wallace question.
What kind
of fun do you think you're going to have today?
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. That's a good kind.
Helping
everybody. Celine, what are you doing?
He's doing too.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
What kind of fun do you think you can find here today? All kinds of fun? Bouncing fun? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible.
He is doing to them what the anchors did to him. They just threw it at the ball and said, you play with this thing.
So then I looked online to see some other stuff this guy has done.
Yeah.
Here he is. This is from a poem that he had written in August 4th, 2013. Ready? So he's standing at the weather wall. They've thrown it to him. Dave Scott, take a look at the weather.
The sky really was pretty as a poem because the sky is blue. The sky is blue, what a wonderful hue. When sky is blue for me and you before day is through, the sky is blue. It feels like new, a new shoe, don't shoe the blue. For when you see that wonderful hue, you cannot stew. No, in lieu, the cow may moo, the rooster doodle-doo. And if a bird flew, the wind blew and a child grew, no hullabaloo, no hidden clue, no rendezvous, beauty tattoo, world-famous zoo, pandas, bamboo, or anything we do would be worth a nickel or two if the sky were not blue. Oh, but it is. It's true. The sky is blue.
I think it might be an original song.
I just thought I'd share that with you tonight. I was inspired. That's all.
Wow, no kidding.
It's as simple as that. Right now, though, the sky is gray.
They're laughing on this set.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that improvisational, or did you...
Did you do that during dinner break tonight?
What we have right now is an onshore flow, and you will see plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Here's the deal. You see this trough, you guys?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Nice onshore flow through San Diego.
Yeah, he goes into the weather. How about that?
Wow. I smell a Merle.
Wow. Well, that's 2013. He should have applied in 2014 for that one. Well, the anchors would struggle with somebody like that. Now, the sad thing is that it looks like Dave Scott has now been bumped all the way down to just doing weekend weather on Saturdays and maybe Sundays as they sort of put him off to pasture.
He might have been in a special assignment for the big Inflatables Festival that weekend. You brought him on special just for that.
By the way, here he is doing just one last thing. This is... finally, Scott brings Mr. Wacky, a man dressed up in an inflatable tube. Oh, boy.
You need something, and I'm going to have everyone do it like a magic chant. All right, you guys ready? Because when we're talking inflatables...
Because you know he's worked this out with the crowd before.
Hey, guys, if you all want to be on, I'm going to do a thing called a magic chant. We'll do it this way, all right? Abracadabra, and you guys just repeat after me, and that'll make it really fun. If you want to be on, come on up. Come on, here we go.
You need something that's been inflated. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Repeat after me. Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Now it's time to see what we see.
Now it's time to see what we see.
By the way, if you're not watching, Tom is dying in the studio right now.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
How's everybody doing? My name is Mr. Wacky. Welcome to the inflatable run.
Give Mr. Wacky a nice round of applause, everybody. Mr. Wacky, this is an honor, first of all.
Well, thank you. We are a local San Diegan, so we're proud to be here, everybody, on this wonderful, beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome, San Diego!
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
By the way, Mr. Wacky is one of those inflatable tubes that you see like out in front of a car dealership that's slipping all over the place. That's who he's interviewing.
The thing is, Mr. Wacky actually saves him. He's like Dave's lifeline there because he at least has the patter down so there's not these awkward pauses.
How's everybody doing? My name is Mr. Wacky.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
And we didn't even get a chance to brag about you because you did this for a living.
I did. Well, I try not to do that for a living.
You filled
But 20. I was the guy that filled time.
I know.
So that King Five would fire off the Space Needle fireworks, and then it was all in real time. They weren't allowed to time delay it. Mm-hmm. There was no 7-second delay. And then they would say in my ear, standby will tell you how much time you need to fill. I go, I'll tell you right now, in the microphone, this is off air. I'm not filling any more than 7 minutes.
Yeah, hang on a second. We're doing the math.
Because I'm not doing more than 7 minutes.
Yeah, okay. You need to fill.
What? How much?
21 minutes. Got to fill 21.
I am not filling 21 minutes.
Yeah, you'll be fine. They said, just don't find anybody that curses. Don't get anybody to curse. Don't get anybody to curse.
So I turned to Daryl, and I'm like, hey, Daryl, we're going to find someone to drop more F-bombs.
Is that an FCC record?
Huh? Absolutely, because it was no time delay. So I'd go into the crowd with really drunk people. Who's got something they want to say? Doesn't matter what.
Yeah, can you fill 20? Can you fill 21 minutes?
Yeah, 20 more. Yeah, that's good. You were a master at it.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for that. You know, the sky is blue.
Woo, woo, woo.